Hi, I'm JP Moses with REITips.com, and this is Real Estate Investing Undressed. Today I'm shining the proverbial spotlight on someone who many in our industry would consider to be, maybe a little edgy, kind of a fringe character who often dwells in the seedy underbelly of the real estate world, Mr. Gerald Romine. Gerald's got a new piece of software he's developed. Some of you have heard about it. He developed it for his own real estate investing business, and the word on the street is he's going to be offering it to his fellow real estate investors just right around the corner here. As of the time we're recording this, we're actually a few weeks out from that, but I'll be posting this up to the REI Tips blog much, much closer to that time, so you guys have probably already heard about it by the time you hear this. It makes some pretty bold claims, but I have not used it myself, so I cannot... I can't give anybody my personal hands-on experience here, but I know it promises a lot in terms of just saving massive time and enhancing your efficiency in the day-to-day routine of your real estate investing endeavors. I think it seems to be kind of a marriage of software technology and systemization for your business that is just all about streamlining and simplifying it. So before we start chatting, and this is not going to take long, I just want to give the standard disclosure I usually do to anyone who's listening to this who may not be all that familiar with REI Tips or maybe is relatively new. I do these little interviews from time to time as a service to the REI Tips community. It's one of the unique side benefits that I get of publishing the REI Tips blog is that I can get a hold of guys like Gerald and kind of grab them by the collar and wrangle them into pushing past some of the busyness that can surround releasing a product like this, and really just take it down to brass tacks. So what I want to do here, my friend, is have you push past that busyness with us, all of the launch materials and such, and just kind of boil it down to its essence in just a few minutes. I don't want to take long here, but I want to help people understand what this is, what it isn't, who it's an ideal fit for, and that kind of stuff. But before we go there, some people hearing this are not going to really be familiar with you and who you are. So if you don't mind, could you start with kind of a Reader's Digest version of your own story? Who are you? How'd you get into this? And what should we know about you first?
Okay, sounds good. And thank you, JP. I'm happy to be here and welcome this opportunity. I won't bore folks with my details very much at all. I got started as an agent in 1989 while I was still in the Marine Corps, went full-time in 1992, so I've been around a long time, had all kinds of rental properties, got hardcore as an investor in 2000, and, from there things just, took off, and I would say, the first 10-plus years, I was going the slow way. All of a sudden, I went on the highway, the fast right, using systems, and things really took off for me. So that's it in a nutshell. I'm not real big on, bios and wasting people's time. Definitely have the background and, you name it, fix it, rehab, flip it, been there, done that, still own a lot of property today, rentals, headaches, have it all.
What would you say, real estate investing is a pretty broad business, and there's lots and lots of different focuses and sub-niches in it. I particularly have always gravitated towards the quick flip wholesale side of it, although I've experienced a lot of other things on a smaller scale. And I take it from my conversations with you now and in the past that you've delved in a few different areas too, but what would you say is your preferred niche or arena? What types of deals do you personally gravitate towards the most?
I like a combination. Flips are great because it puts income in your pocket quickly and easily. The downside to that is you're only as good as your next deal, but flipping puts money in your pocket. Owning real estate is the key to wealth and long-term wealth. So I want a combination of flipping for money in my pocket, buy properties, rent them out, cash flow them, deal with tenants, get the tax write-ups and the appreciation. So both. As far as my forte, I'm real good at buying wholesale, and we do that a number of ways, from, short sales, dealing with REOs, to just dealing with owners directly.
Okay. Well, let's just, why don't we just get right to the meat and potatoes and talk about your software. Is that okay?
Oh, that'd be fine.
Let me just, I'm going to read a paragraph here from some of the material that you have on this, and I'll just read through it kind of fast, and then I'm going to have you expand on it. It's called the Ultimate Real Estate Investing System 2.0, and it says, the Ultimate Real Estate Investing System 2.0 is a software program that helps you do any type of deal in minutes, which is a big promise. I'm going to hold your feet to the fire on explaining that. You can access the software from anywhere in the world, but I assume it's online. In 5 minutes, you can literally prepare complete short sale packages, REO packages, justified offers, land trusts, and justified offers, you just had the video you put out recently on that, land trusts and a number of other systems. It lets you create any custom package you want. To analyze deals, you simply fill out one intake form, analyze the deal, the package is done for you. It makes the real estate fast, easy, and profitable. So, okay, that's a great synopsis, but tell me, expand on that a little bit. Pretend that, you know, I'm an investor who, I do the types of deals I do. Let's say I'm a wholesaler primarily. How am I going to engage with this software and use it to save me time and enhance my productivity, and, you know, what's it going to do for me?
Well, JP, it, literally in less than 5 minutes, it'll analyze the deal for you and prepare the paperwork. As a wholesaler, you know you've got to buy cheap. So you put in what the after-repaired value is on the property. You put in, you know, what the lowest of the low comps are, and you've got a couple of variables. Maybe you buy at 60 cents on the dollar. Maybe you buy at 70 cents on the dollar. It throws in those different variables that you control, miscellaneous expenses, closing costs, commissions, and it throws it all together into one package that you can print, fax, or email to your seller, and it does the job for you because you don't have to worry about what to say or how to say it. All you do is simply call up a seller and say, hey, I've ran the numbers. I'd like to give you an offer on it. Can I fax it over? Email it over to them. You send it over to them, and then you say, hey, can I follow up with you later on today, tomorrow, whatever your time frame is that suits you. Then you call them back and you say, hey seller, can we open up escrow? Is it a go? If they say yes, you're home free. If they say no, say, well, let's talk about it. And the key is the numbers are broken down in black and white, and there's a huge difference between giving a lowball offer. Let's say a property's worth $200,000 and you're offering $105,000. If you offer $105,000 out the gate, you know, the seller's going to be like, no way, take a hike, buddy. But if you have the justification in the black and white that shows them, well, right now the low comps are $170,000, you subtract out all these things, and it's all there done automatically thrown in. It takes you less than 5 minutes, and now the seller's looking at the numbers, then they get a funny look on their brow because the numbers are making sense on why you're offering that, then you've got a much higher likelihood of getting it accepted. That's a justified offer. And literally 5 minutes. Same goes for short sales, for REOs. You want a land trust, you can do it. And the nice thing about it is it's one form. You put in what you want, and then there's a bunch of different documents that go with that form. You select the documents you want. It throws it together, and my stuff's even automatically signed for me. Full HTML, so if you want to put in your picture, your digital signature, picture of the house, anything, you can do it, and it's an online office.
It's automatically signed. Like, what do you upload, a picture of your signature or something? Or
yes, you just upload a picture of your signature, and I'm lazy, so my signature is on stuff automatically, and then, you know, and we even give them a program where they can print anything from their computer as a PDF file. So you select the documents you want. Let's say there's five documents in the justified offer package you want to send out. You select them. It throws them together as one. Included is your signature automatically. You hit print it out as a PDF file. It's done. Email it to them, print it or fax it to them. You're done. And, I mean, full color, everything. That's the power of the web and the world we live in today and the software. You know, it's your mobile office working for you nonstop.
If I'm hearing you right, I guess you said it's very customizable. So, you know, one of the things I'm thinking is if I, as a wholesaler, you know, let's say my formula for my area, my buying formula, my mayo, if you will.
JP, you're techie, and I know that. And no matter what I give you, you're going to have to tweak it and mess with it. Am I right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right. You can do it. The neat thing about the software is everything in the software was created by the software. We like to say the software was built for Homer Simpson because it's that easy to use, but it's designed for an engineer because you can do anything you want. So if you want to change a sentence, change a word, if there's a typo in it, you can fix it. If you want to change a math function, you can change it. It's just like using Excel on the functions. So you can tweak, change, edit, modify, or add anything you want into the software.
Okay. So that's great. So I thought, you know, if let's say my formula is, you know, 10% of value or something, and I have my own crazy version of it, I can go in and plug that in and have it calculate it based on that instead, which I really like that. But I guess, you know, to me, hearing that software is going to help me analyze a property, I guess it depends on how that flushes out as to how much real value that is to me. Because, you know, I can pick up a calculator and calculate my formula – as to, you know, whether or not it's going to work for me once I know the value on the property. But what I'm hearing you say is that's like step 1A.1 of an entire array of things that this software is equipped to do with that information after that, and do it very quickly. And part of that would be your justified offer. So, you know, once you input that information, it analyzes it based on the formula that you've given it, or the, or some of the default ones that are in there, and then you click a button and it spits out everything that you need to show the seller in a very professional way to say, here's why I'm offering you this.
Correct, but it goes one step further. You know, if you're just figuring out a basic formula, let's say you're buying at 65 cents on the dollar less repairs, and a lot of people will call that a Mayo formula, the maximum allowable offer.
Right.
Hey, if you figure your repairs are $10,000, you know, there's no magic wizard there to figure out that formula. But you don't go to the seller and say, hey, my magic formula is 65 cents on the dollar less repairs, and I can pay you this much money. That doesn't make sense, does it?
No.
Well, what the software does is it breaks down all of the different expenses that you have going into it, the ones that you norm, that you may have a short formula that you use, but this breaks it out where it makes sense to the seller, so there's a justifiable reason for it. And when you're figuring 65 cents on the dollar, you know, you're figuring that there's closing costs on it, you're figuring that there's title insurance, that there's taxes, all kinds of things go into that magic 65% or whatever your percentage is for you. Well, this software has all of those magic items built into it that the seller can see. So now, well, there's 10 different things that are reducing the price that get you to this point, and it's done automatically. That you can't do as fast with a calculator and show to a seller. That's what the automatic justified offer is doing for you.
Okay. What about, what if I've got my own crazy real estate forms that I like using? Are
they
compatible with this?
You can even copy and paste from Microsoft Word and then put in the fields anything that you like. And for the techie folks out there, if you're not techie, just, you know, tune out for 20 seconds. For the techie folks out there, if you put a field into a document, it automatically shows up in your intake form, so you don't have to go find them or anything. It all happens automatically. And you can even arrange the form however you want by clicking and dragging whenever you're editing the form, what you want to appear first. So let's say you want, you know, their first name, their last name, and the property address, and that's the order it is. If you want the address at the top, whenever you edit the form, just add the address to the top, and it'll be that way from here on out. Click and drag, built for Homer Simpson.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, so real-world example, with every deal I do, I've got this document that is like this really crazy disclaimer that, you know, basically I modified somebody else's create it, but it basically is to try and get them to sign away any right that they would have to try and come back and legitimately sue me, saying that they didn't know what they were getting into when they were doing the deal. It's part of my my acquisition paperwork. And any deal I ever do, I always want to make sure that's part of my paperwork, and I have it in Microsoft Word. So what you're saying is I can go in and I can take that, I can add it to this system with relative ease and simplicity, and then attach it to the acquisition documents, so that whenever I go in to, you know, put my paperwork together for the next wholesale deal, it automatically is included from the henceforward as a part of those acquisition
documents.
You got
it.
And it's automatically filled based on the information that I put in.
Absolutely.
That is just cool. That's the biggest drawback to these kind of things typically. You know, it's the lack of... Either they're customizable, but they're so complicated to customize that most people are intimidated by them, or they're not customizable enough. And, of course, I don't even want to use them because I don't want to be tied and bound to, you know, no disrespect to you, but whatever you think are the right real estate forms for me to use.
No, it's 100% customizable. Everything you can change or edit. And a real good example is, you know, if you live in California and, you know, the forms are set up for Nevada, well, you've got a problem. They're California forms, and maybe you've got one sentence you need to have in those forms, or maybe you want to rewrite them completely, or you have your own. No matter what you want to do, you can change it, edit it, add it to the system.
Okay, now I see you've got a repair cost estimator. How does that work? Because one of the things I know with those types of things that seems to be a pretty consistent fatal flaw is that repair costs vary from area to area. So is this thing like pre-filled with amounts, or do you go in and fill it in one time, or how does that work?
The repair cost estimator is based on national averages. So you're going to have a ballpark expenses expense for repairs. Click on it, and it has it, whether it's broken down, you know, by the job, by the square foot, depending, you know, on what type of repair you're doing. but it's based on national averages, and it's your quick reference guide. And if you're in an area where you can get things done, you know, for cheaper, great, that's okay. Put in the numbers you want. But if you don't know what it's going to cost to have a roof replaced, to put a chimney in, to do anything like that, it's their national averages. You know, you can look it up real quick, and then you can put it into the system.
Okay, so you can go in and edit those default values then for those things, though.
Well, they're not; those are not put in as default values. That's a reference. So if you needed to, let's say you wanted to put in a new heating and air conditioner, an HVAC unit. Well, you could look up what it is on the national averages and put that cost in, or if you know your cost, you just put it into the box.
Oh,
your
choice. I got you. And is that a tool that you've included with the intention that it primarily be used to actually help you compile your repair estimations, or is it more like, would that be where I would put in, you know, like my Sears repair estimate cost, what I would call my Sears values? If I were to call and hire Sears to do the repairs, they would charge way more than I would pay my contractor. But I will often use those prices, you know, as part of a submission for a short sale, for example.
It's there as a reference material, and since it's based on national averages, it's going to be an average amount. And because it's based on national averages that normally involve professionals that are licensed, it's going to be a high value by default. Like you, I love to use a Sears value for stuff or a Home Depot value, because if you go to Home Depot and they install it, it's going to be the highest price you can find.
Right. Okay. I'm just trying
to
Which,
by the way, is the number you want to use when you're estimating repairs, because it's a legitimate value that a seller can verify. And if you have the ability to get it done for a lower amount, bless you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I'm just blown through some of the bullet points that I see here that I'm curious about. I see that you've got ready-to-use marketing resources in here as well. Can you tell me about that?
Oh, man. If you want to be on the online world, the offline world, your choice. You fill in your information, so your name, phone number, business website, buying website, selling website, whatever you want, it automatically populates it for you. So if it's offline, you print it out, send it out, you're done, or you've got it to use however you want, wherever you want, send it to people, you can do that. The offline stuff is designed mainly as a sample, as is the online. So I don't want to confuse anybody and say, you know, this is a mailing system or you're going to bulk email from it. No, it's not it. But it's going to give you marketing samples that we use in our business. But the online stuff is really cool, because with the online stuff, you can copy it and paste it, you know, using HTML code or just copy and paste. And there's a button if you need the Cody stuff for when you're using like Backpage, backpage.com, write it down, Craigslist, or different sites. So all you do is copy and paste and you're done, and you don't have to be, you know, a web guy, a techie guy, or a geeky guy to get it done.
Yeah, I'm looking at a sample of what you got. It looks like it took the information from the property, you know, the front end stuff that you input in, the universal global stuff, and generated the HTML for an ad that you would paste someplace like Backpage, and it's a nice looking flyer that it presented, kind of like what Postlet does in a sense.
Okay, and JP, you asked me to be brass tacks, straight to the point, so, you know, there's no sales pitch here or anything. You're asking, I'm answering, I'm keeping it short, you know, so that way people don't want a sales pitch. They want to know what it does, and you're asking, so I'm giving answers. I'm not trying to be, you know, too short, but I'm trying to, you know, be right to the point so I'm answering your question as direct as possible.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. That's the whole point of these things. Like I said, I do these so that my community can kind of boil this thing down to its essence. And I'm asking the questions that I have and that I think other people would have as they're looking at this, trying to size it up and see if it's a good fit for them right now. Let's see, just a couple more things before we wrap up. One, just again, another bullet point, one-click comparable sales at your fingertips? Come on, what is that? How am I going to get comps out of this thing?
All right. Hey, we've got one-click comps, and, you know, anybody, you guys can go out there and get your own comps. It's quick. It's easy. Go out to, you know, Zillow.com or a number of other services, and you can fill in the information and get them. Many times, you know, it's very good for a ballpark figure. I mean, I wouldn't want to ride to the bank on those numbers at all. Well, we've got one-click comps in, and we actually tie into Zillow, so when you put in the property address on the property, and on the intake form, if you want one-click comps, you check it. And now if you want to do a quick one-click value on it, bam, it throws it up for you. You've got a ballpark figure. And the neat thing is with Zillow, you can tweak it to throw out the ones you don't want. You can regulate it by square footage, but you don't even have to go to Zillow to type anything in. We have it automatically done through a one-click comps link. And at the same time, we do the same thing with Google Maps. One click, you've got instant mapping with Google. And if you're in a big city like I am, where I live in Phoenix, we can actually do a street view camera and possibly even see the very property that's pulled up, which is really cool.
I like just having things all tied together and kind of one home base where you can interconnect to all those different things.
Well, I mean, how many times, JP, do you have a property and the seller says, hey, I want $250,000 for it, and you're like, great, but I don't really have a reference for what it's worth. I don't know that area like the back of my hand. But with one-click comps, you know, you pull them up and you can see what the sales are that have been happening in that area, and now you can very quickly say, you know, hey, the seller's smoking crack, or hey, man, this could be a phenomenal deal. It lets you make a quick assessment on the property values in that area, which is very important from a time standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let me throw these at you before we wrap up. I want to know, well, let me put it this way. There's lots of great products in the industry. The real estate investing industry has no shortage of products and services being presented to us on an ongoing basis. What is it, in your opinion, that sets this apart, makes it unique, that makes it more worthwhile than something else in the same arena?
Well, most of the stuff that you can buy out there, no matter what it is, you're going to buy it, you're going to put it on a shelf, and maybe you go through it once, maybe you don't, but the likelihood of using it very much is slim to none if we're going to be honest, you know, with ourselves and with everybody. That's reality. This is software for real investors, and if you're a real investor and you're making offers, you're going to use this every time you make an offer, or you're going to use it on a daily basis or weekly, whatever your involvement is in investing. But if you're a real investor, this is software that you will use in your business every day. And, you know, I'll be real direct about it. This stuff is like crack. I mean, I'm talking crack cocaine. You use it, you're going to be hooked on it. I mean, it's like a drug because you can't imagine doing real estate any other way, because in this way, 5 minutes, analyze, blow the deal out, done. So if you want to make 10 offers, you know, you can do that in an hour's time frame, literally. Try doing that shorthand or any other way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I see this also as a great application to use for my colleagues who are starting to use, for example, virtual assistants. Or just an in-office assistant, you know, to manage the paperwork and the stuff that's going on with your business, your day-to-day deals. This gives them a very clean set of boundaries. You know, a software system that is well defined. It also is a great way to keep things organized and relatively paperless.
And, you know, and you can also upload any picture, any file, any document into the system. So now you've got your mobile office. And when you're doing the justified offer, doing a short sale offer, an REO offer, there's actually says if this number is bigger than that number, you've got a justified offer. So if your rule is that you're buying at 65 cents on the dollar, well, as soon as, you know, one number's bigger than the other, then you know you're golden. So it will help guide you in the process. And if you need to know anything on the software, well, all you do is point to what you're filling in, the after-repaired value, and a little window pops up and says, this is the after-repaired value. This is the highest value that properties are selling for in the area, and, you know, that's the number you want to put in here. And then for the conservative retail value, point to that. A window pops up and says, this is the lowest of the low comps that you can find. Use the lowest number here to help you in your offer to the seller. I'm paraphrasing, but you get the general idea. It's
right.
Telling you what to put into the forms, so if you don't remember what something is, point to it. And here's the neat thing for techie guys like you, JP. If you've got the XYZ formula and you've got to put something in, well, you can create whatever is shown in that bubble to pop up and say, hey, JP said, I've got to put this in. So you can give yourself reminders of what each of the fields are, so it's not like some big Excel format that you don't Excel spreadsheet that you don't know what to put in where. All you do is click to the field, and it tells you what to do.
Wow, that's impressive. I appreciate that level of customization. Well, okay, so I'm looking at this, I'm sizing it up, and I'm asking the question, how do I know this is ideally suited for me? So let me ask you that question. Who would you say this is ideally suited for? Really define for me, who is it that this is going to be an ideal fit for?
For beginners, it tells you what to do, how to do it. It's the right. It gives you the paperwork, and you don't have to talk to the seller. So you can send it over, and it takes them through cover sheet, how you arrived at your offer price. You know, if you're making a terms offer, it explains everything to the seller and to you. So for beginning investors, it's huge because you get the right paperwork, and it's doing the talking for you. So one segment is new guys. The second segment is seasoned pros. Seasoned pros know what they want, and they want what they've got, their way of doing it and how to do it. So for the seasoned pros, they can put in anything they want. They can use what I have already, and it's been very successful for me, or they can scrap it all and put in their own custom system exactly the way they want, one form, and it's done.
All right. Well, I'm impressed. I'm looking forward to actually putzing around with it myself and giving it a run. So
well,
I know you're
JP, one thing that's really huge is, you know, if they watch the Justified Offer video or if they watch the video coming up on short sales and REOs, you know, we're not selling a box that you can't look into. You're actually seeing the system work for you, and you're seeing what it's all about. So when they see the Justified Offer, they're actually seeing me go through, analyze a deal, and prepare all of the paperwork, and it's not some mystic thing shrouded in a cloud of fog like you wonder what you're getting. You're seeing the system. And same thing whenever I'm going to go through the short sales and the REOs, they're actually going to see actual analysis, actual paperwork, everything that's prepared. So it's not like you know, what's inside the book and you can't you know, you can't see it. You know, they actually get to see me go through stuff and see the real system. So the system is actually selling the system. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And that, there couldn't, you know, you couldn't ask for a better way to be exposed to something like this other than to actually see it in action, instead of, you know, seeing a big software box and wondering if it's really something that I'm going to be able to handle. All right. Anything else you want to say before we wrap up?
No, I'm pretty easy to get along with. I just simply say if you're a real estate investor, check it out. You'll see what it does, and if it's for you, you know, definitely get on board. And you know, if it's not for you, hey, that's okay. No hard feelings. You know, there's so many different ways to make money out there in real estate, and you know, bless you no matter what road you go down. But I'm here to tell you, you know, if you see this, you'll know whether or not it's for you. Either it will be or it won't be. And if you're in investing, the odds are it will be.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks, man. Thanks for giving me a few minutes here.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you later.